Centrally located in Kirkwood, Parktown Audi is in its 40th year of operation. Hi, I'm Jake Naughton, sales manager at Parktown Audi. For 40 years, Parktown's been selling Audis at the lowest price in St. Louis. That's right, no one else beats our pricing. I guarantee it. We currently have the largest inventory of new Audis in our 40-year history. So visit us a half mile east of Lindbergh on Manchester or at ParktownAudi.com.
How old are your smoke alarms? Replace them today with Kenna worry-free alarms. Get 10 years of power and no low battery chirps. Kenna, technology that saves lives.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Here on the Big 550 KTRS. Dan Strauss, who's doing the song?
John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band.
From what movie?
Oh,
I don't remember. Colin Jeffrey, your chance to steal.
I have no clue.
I don't remember.
Ian.
I don't remember.
I don't know.
Eddie and the Cruisers.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Which starred, and that includes everybody who was in it.
Kevin Bacon?
No, he's not in it. The only thing that came out of that movie that had a lasting life was this song.
Yes.
Which everybody thought was Springsteen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
That's why it was a hit. This portion of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon is brought to you by Oreck. They're all over the St. Louis area, and every one of those stores has great vacuum cleaners, including the new Oreck Magnesium RS vacuum cleaner and all sorts of cleaning supplies and that sort of stuff. Stop into an Oreck store near you, O-R-E-C-K. I'm Paul Harris. That's Dan. That's Ian. And this is Colin Jeffrey stepping out of his news role to become movie guy Colin Jeffrey. Hi,
hey.
Colin. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you, Paul?
I'm doing just fine.
That's good to hear.
We have a couple of movies that are opening today, one of which you saw at a screening this week, one of which I saw at a screening this week. I'll let you start with yours.
Well, I saw The Purge Anarchy, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
This is a sequel to a movie about a year and a half ago called The Purge. Mm-hmm. So, kept the title.
Here's what I remember about The Purge. One day a year. You can do anything you want.
That's it, actually.
And that means kill someone and...
Well, we've got it right here.
Oh. This is your emergency broadcast system announcing the commencement of the annual purge. At the siren, all crime, including murder, will be legal for 12 hours. All emergency services
can,
will be
Can you just stop that a second?
Your government thanks you.
Can you stop it and recue it to the beginning?
Yes.
That's supposedly part of the emergency broadcast system. Thank you. That was good. Wow. That's a digital rewind I've never heard before. That was really good. That's the analog version of the same thing. But here's what's funny about that. I remember thinking this when I saw the trailer for the original Purge movie.
Uh-huh.
She sounds like she has been put together by a digital voice system.
Yes.
I mean, even Siri sounds better than that.
More natural.
Yeah, listen.
Your emergency broadcast system announcing the commencement of the annual purge. At the siren, all crime, including murder, will be legal for 12 hours. All emergency services will be suspended. Your government thanks you for your participation.
Press 2 if you'd like to burglarize your neighbor. Press 3 if you...
Well, include...
All crime.
So that
all
was crime. That was the original one.
No, that's from... I pulled that from this one.
Okay.
Which, it's the exact same premise.
Yeah.
The first one took place during the purge of 2022.
Mm-hmm.
And this takes place during the purge of... 2023.
Okay.
So it's a year later.
Have we learned nothing from the Purge of 2022?
We have learned nothing. If you're not familiar with the first one, it was essentially a home invasion thing. A couple was trying to live out the Purge without taking part in it, just in their house. Didn't go well. Purgers invaded their house.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it.
The damn Purgers.
Now, that movie, great opening weekend. Huge money. But it wasn't as cool as everyone thought because it was about a home invasion.
Mm-hmm.
The premise had nothing to do with it. So this one, they said, we're taking it to the streets. And that's what happens. This is a story of five people who are trying to make it through the purge. Only one person wants to be involved in it. The other four just happen to be stuck.
They're stupid enough to be outside on the night when anarchy can rule.
Well, yes. They're stupid enough, and it's bad luck. It runs from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m., so mm-hmm. people are trying to make it home in time. And one couple, their car breaks down, and this couple is contemplating a divorce. So, of course, the purge will either bring them together or tear them apart.
Mm-hmm.
Another's a mother and daughter who think they're home for good, but someone breaks in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the good thing. Here are the good things about the movie. It's better than the first. It delivers on that promise of we're going to show you sort of what society would be like if this were the case. The other thing it does well is it tries to examine what would it be like if society said, we're gonna do this. And the reason they do it is because crime is down, unemployment is down, because everyone can release, they call it unleashing the beast, I'm not kidding you, on this night.
Mm-hmm.
What would society be like if on this night it was essentially, do anything you want, no one's judging you?
Mm-hmm.
And so it does well there.
No matter what you do, you're not going to be punished.
No.
On that night, are stores open like Walmart? You're a door greeter or Denny's is there and you're a waitress. Are those stores open and people are going in there?
No. In fact, the main female lead in this, she's a waitress and it opens up and they're like, why is she keeping us here so late? It's 5 o'clock. Doesn't she know we need to make it home? No, everything is closed.
Okay. And well, essentially, all you have to do is break into the store and then it's open.
Yeah.
Well, that right there leads to the
Anarchist.
Problem. That right there leads to the problem. They say all crime is legal, including murder. You only see people murdering. No one is doing anything but murdering in these movies. No one is breaking in to the electronics store to take all the TVs.
That guy's evading his taxes. I can't believe it.
I'd go to a bank.
You never see the white-collar crime.
Go to the bank. And
well, they actually answer that, the bank. And I was surprised because I'm like, there was a problem you had in the first one. Well, the bank, they actually answer how they deal with that. And that's essentially all the bankers that people would truly be mad at and want to kill aren't there.
Mm-hmm.
So no one wastes the time going to the bank.
Mm-hmm. But the money's still there.
Well, I guess it's difficult to break
that's
in.
What I don't know.
Yeah, I don't want the bankers. No. Yeah. Screw them.
That's the thing. There's still lots of problems with the logic of this movie. And it's sort of unsettling to see you've got this complete freedom to do anything, and all anyone wants to do is murder their neighbor or just go out and kill people for kicks.
Mm-hmm.
They also shoehorn in this really foolish plot of like the 99%. They introduce this character who is trying to get people to rise up against the purge and kill the rich people because he says the rich people in the government are using this to control the poor people.
Uh-huh.
There's no need for this plot whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't add anything except really disturbing scenes.
Okay.
And really my last problem, the characters are just caricatures of themselves. The main guy you find out in the first 5 minutes of the movie is going to go kill someone who killed his child. Literally 5 minutes into the movie, you've mm-hmm. got this figured out without them saying a word. And at the end of it, it's like a giant revelation. This guy killed my son. I've got to get him. And it was just like, it was so, they treat you like you're a little dumb. But all in all, it's a fun horror movie.
That was the most negative review that you then ended with. Well, at the end, I thought it was a fun horror movie.
But that's the thing, is it's not a good movie outside of the genre.
Yeah.
But for summer, this is sort of, if you've been waiting for the kind of that fun movie that is not mind-numbingly bad like Transformers, this is probably what you're going to end up seeing.
Here's the problem with making this into a sequel now. It's going to be a franchise, right? I mean, we're going to get Purge movies from now ad nauseum.
And we are, and here's why. Last year's Purge cost $5 million and made $87 million.
Right. Well, there you go.
This year cost $9 million. Mm-hmm. Thursday night alone, it made $3.5 million.
Yeah.
They're going to make these forever.
Are there stars in this? They don't need stars.
You would not know a single person.
Okay.
No.
See, here's the problem with doing a franchise like this. They always do too many movies in the franchise series. I could see them getting to, you know, Purge 9. Well, they're not murdering anymore, but that guy tore the tag off his mattress. It is a lawless society. She was texting and driving yesterday. That guy, look at him. He's taking up two spaces in the parking lot. Okay, we're lowering the bar a little bit from the original Purge concept here.
Yes. But still, I give it about a 4.5 out of 10.
No.
It's just slightly below average for everything this summer. But really, it realizes it's being cheesy. So it's sort of aware that it's being, yes,
mm-hmm.
being a little ridiculous. So, right. You know.
It'll do huge box office, though.
I think it's going to do well. If I had to bet, I'd say Planet of the Apes is still number one, but this is going to be close behind it. So let's say 30 million. We'll see how close I am next week. But let's say 30 million for the weekend.
All right. The one of the other movies that's opening this weekend is called Sex Tape, which stars Cameron Diaz and Jason Segel. Now, the first thing I have to mention in my review of this movie as a heterosexual man is Cameron Diaz at age 41 is still hot.
I mean, with the right makeup and...
Mm-hmm.
in this movie.
Yes,
I'm not talking about hanging out with her in the park on your free time. I'm talking about in this movie. Let me have my little fantasy world.
All right.
Just seen that.
And by the way, for the heterosexual women listening in, Jason Segel is trimmed down and he looks pretty good too.
There you go.
Equal opportunity.
They play a couple that meets in college, and they're attracted to each other, and they have sex all the time. That's essentially the entire relationship. Hey, we just finished having sex. What do you want to do now? Let's have sex over and over and over again. Except because this is a hard R-rated movie, and I mean it's a hard R-rated movie, not for violence, but for sex and for language, they use every possible word you can for having sex. But now they've been married for a while and they have a couple of kids, and so they don't have sex. They don't have time for sex. There's no excitement. And so they decide to make a sex tape. That's the name of the movie. And so they do. And you don't see any frontal nudity in this. You don't see Jason Segel's crotch. You don't see her breasts or crotch. You see side boob. That's about it. You see a lot of butt shots in this movie, as one of them is running to the bathroom, or the other one, I'll go get the camera. You see them running to get the camera, and there's that sort of stuff. But here's where the plot of the movie goes. They make this sex tape using their Apple iPad. And I mention Apple because it gets mentioned in the movie, either Apple or iPad, somewhere along the lines of a zillion times. It's like the movie is an Apple commercial. And they shoot this thing for 3 hours in their house one night while the kids are at mom's. And they're happy and they're satisfied when it's over. And the next day they find out that one of the apps that he has on the iPad has uploaded that video to the cloud. And he has been giving iPads to other people as gifts. And the app is also on there and it's automatically downloading their tape to their iPads.
Okay.
Now, for anybody who's technologically minded, if you had that problem right there, oh, we shot a sex tape, it was uploaded to the cloud, and has been accidentally downloaded to all the iPads that we gave to our friends, about a half dozen of them, including the mailman, which they say over and over again, like that's the funniest thing in the world. What would you do? What would be your way to make sure that they don't see that?
I don't know. Recall the message? Delete it?
I don't know.
Some sort
of the cloud and get rid of it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You're all much smarter than the people in this movie.
Do any one of them?
Maybe go to, I don't know, Apple support or the apps support for that app that uploads and downloads all that sort of stuff. There's got to be a way for you to do it from your house, right? No, not for these nitwits. No.
They want to go track down every iPad?
Exactly. There's your plot of the movie.
Can I see your iPad for a second?
Oh, no, it's not that simple. They've got to come up with wacky ideas to get the iPads back from their friends. And also, Cameron Diaz's character, since she had kids, has been writing a mommy blog. Blog that apparently has become so successful that this big corporation run by Rob Lowe wants to buy it from her and make it part of their empire. And, of course, in order to do that, it's a family values-oriented company, and so they can't possibly know that she made this sex tape.
Oh.
And by the way, in what year is some multinational corporation buying up a mommy blog for a lot of money? That would be 2007, right? Not in 2014, but okay, I'll let that go. That's fine. And so turns out that they gave an iPad to Rob Lowe, and, of course, he might watch it as well. And so they end up having to go to his house. Now, I'm not going to spoil what happens there because the next 10 minutes or 15 minutes of the movie at Rob Lowe's house are the only parts of the movie that are truly funny. Because Rob Lowe, who you may remember was caught on his own in a sex tape at the Democratic National Convention in Atlanta in 1996, became part of the Rob Lowe lore that he was on this sex tape. It's funny, he's in a movie called Sex Tape, and in this movie, he plays a family values guy. Who has some issues of his own. And I won't go into details because I don't want to spoil it for you in case you do see it. And I do think people are going to go see it because, in the end, Cameron Diaz and Jason Segel, they're both likable people. They're both attractive people. The notion that they're having all this sex is funny and et cetera. But The movie is so predictable and so technologically wrong-headed that I have to blame the director. The director of this movie is a guy named Jake Kasdan, whose father, Lawrence Kasdan, was the guy behind writing Raiders of the Lost Ark, and he made a movie called Silverado, and he actually made a lot of pretty good movies in the 80s and 90s. And now his son, Jake Kasdan, is doing this. Here's Jake, what Jake Kasdan has done. The Cameron Diaz movie Bad Teacher, which came out a couple of years ago and is now, I think, a Fox or CBS sitcom this summer. Terrible movie. He also did Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story with John C. Reilly, who I like a lot and had a couple of cute, funny things in
moments.
It, but overall, not that good. He also is the guy behind the Fox series New Girl, which is not funny, even though it gets some viewership. So this is not a guy who's got a great comedy pedigree, and that is why the pacing in this movie just doesn't work. And the plot just doesn't go where it should go, which is into some form of unpredictability or real danger for these categories. There's no, this getting back your sex tape is not the biggest problem in the world, and these people treat it like it is. And I understand that you have to do that when you make a movie called Sex Tape, but in the end, I'm giving it a 5 out of 10. Like I said, likable. Don't go expecting to see these people naked and having sex. I will tell you that towards the end of the movie, when they actually watch it, there are a couple of funny things that would kind of almost be like outtakes. And I said to one of the guys from the movie company as I was walking out, he said, Paul, what do you think? I said, I can't wait to see the deleted scenes, which I hope there are plenty of, particularly if they are of Cameron Diaz from the front. But overall, I cannot really recommend Sex Tape. You know, a 5, you know, as you explained last week, 10 is a great movie, 1 is a lousy movie, 5, okay, yeah. Average movie, not horrible, but I wouldn't waste money on it.
And then the third release this week, big one, Planes, Fire, and Rescue.
Yeah.
We should just tell people about that, I guess.
Okay.
Kids movie.
Okay.
In the same Planes universe. I've heard sort of mixed things about the same. Nothing great, but better than the first Planes.
You know, Frank Ladd, who not only produces the McGraw on the Morning Show, but also fills in for Tim Weiland, is filling in this afternoon with Traffic and actually went to see that movie.
Yes, he did.
Can you bring him up?
I can. Let me see.
Is he... He was flying. Today,
okay, well, go to him in the plane.
He's in
then.
A plane.
Fine.
I'm getting off delay.
I understand.
Isn't that...
So nobody can hear this.
Oh, wait, yeah, did you say you're getting off delay? We're on delay.
I'm actually in a plane right now, yes.
Yes, you are.
I am.
So, how is the movie?
I think it's a pretty good kids movie. It's a cute kids movie. It's, as everybody else has said, it's far better than the first Planes movie, which I think most kids probably found pretty dull. This one actually has a little bit of pacing to it, and there's enough of the wink-wink, nudge-nudge humor for adults. It's a really cute movie. And interesting, there's an auto supply or auto salvage place on Lindbergh in between Olive and Page that has a tow-mater from the original Cars series. They created their little tow-mater.
Yep.
Actually, today there's a Dusty Cloudhopper plane sitting next to that out on Lindbergh.
Are they getting money from the Pixar people?
I wonder if they are paying money to the Pixar people.
Oh, actually, this is not Pixar. This is Disney, right?
This is a new company or a different company called Disney Toon. So it's not Disney Animation. It's not Pixar. It's a third subset from Disney. But they actually made that first Planes movie. And this one was better, had a little better pacing. I think most people realize that most of the characters from the first movie were not very good. So you've got essentially a whole new cast of characters, cartoon characters, in this Planes Fire and Rescue movie. So it's actually a little better movie because the characters are a little better, pacing's better, and there's actually a little bit of drama to the entire movie.
All right, a scale of 10, what would you give it?
Maybe a 6 or 7.
Okay.
Not great, certainly not great, certainly not in the lines of Cars 1, but far better than Cars 2 or the first Planes movie.
All right. We have to take a break and come back with more movie stuff, but first, Frank, go ahead and do the roads.
Meep, meep. Well, looking at westbound 64, we are airborne right now. Start to tap your brakes now at Hampton, headed out to about McCausland. Just flew over downtown St. Louis, westbound 5564. Had some volume from Tudor headed into downtown St. Louis, crossing the Poplar. You open up west of there until you get to Hampton. Northbound on 55, slow going in that right lane from Park Avenue to the Poplar. Eastbound 44 was heavy as well, approaching Highway 55. Eastbound Highway 70 was a pretty good run all the way up to the Poplar. Westbound 64, you're on the brakes again. Looks like Ballas in that area out to about Mason. That earlier incident at Ballas is out of the way. Slow again between Long Road and the Boone Bridge, westbound on 64. Still a little bit of volume northbound on 270, residual volume, I should say, between 64 and Olive after an earlier accident. Starting to fill in as well southbound on 270 now, making your way between 64 and Doherty Ferry, but certainly not stop and go. This update brought to you by United Healthcare. With United Healthcare, you get more than a Medicare Advantage plan. You get a relationship focused on your care. Explore United Healthcare's local provider network at UHCMedicareSolutions.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic Center, Frank Ladd, the Big 550, KTRS.
This is where St. Louis comes to talk.
Hello.
The Big 550.
Hi.
KTRS.
Summer is usually slow in the retail world.
Not at Granite Busters. Introducing the Granite Busters Red Hot Summer Celebration. The very best all-inclusive sale offer of the year, bar none. When you buy at least 50 square feet of Category B or higher granite countertops, these five items are absolutely free. A quarter round or quarter bevel edge upgrade, free. A stainless steel undermount sink, free. A sink grate, free. Plumbing hookup, free. And your old laminate countertop completely removed and hauled away, free. That's over $1,100 worth of extras that the other guys will charge you for. But they're completely free with a purchase of 50 square feet or more of Category B or higher countertops. Only at Granite Busters. Take advantage of the best sales offer of the year before it expires. The Red Hot Summer Celebration at Granite Busters at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold. Online at GraniteBusters.com.
Sale offer for new customers only. Must mention ahead of time of purchase. Limited quantities. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer expires 8/24/14.
Things don't go bump in the night. Intruders do. Strangers who are eager to help themselves to your hard-earned property. And if they have to hurt someone in the process, well, that's just part of the job. If you want to help prevent intruders from invading your home, we want to give you a powerful free gift, one that may dramatically reduce your risk of a home break-in. The security experts at Protect Your Home are giving away a state-of-the-art ADT-monitored home security system, absolutely free, only if you call 1-800-500-1966. Stop the intruders before they get started by calling for your free ADT-monitored home security system. There's no better way to help protect your home and your family. Call in the next 5 minutes, and we'll give you a $100 Visa gift card, absolutely free from Protect Your Home, your ADT-authorized premier provider. Call 1-800-500-1966. 1-800-500-1966.
License numbers and terms available at protectyourhome.com. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring contract required.
Hi, this is Jim Holder. If you're in the market for a truck, SUV, or crossover, let me recommend my friends at Broadway Ford Truck Sales. Broadway Ford is a one-stop, full Ford truck, SUV, and crossover dealership. They can help you with all of your retail and commercial vehicles. Broadway Ford Truck Sales has been earning your business for over 50 years at the same location. If you never use Broadway Ford, give them a try. They have a state-of-the-art service and parts department. And if you need to lease or rent a vehicle or truck, call Jim Cavanaugh. His staff has what you need. Broadway Ford Truck Sales is a business-preferred network located downtown at 1506 South 7th Street. You can reach them. Call 314-241-9140. That's 314-241-9140. Or at BroadwayTruck.com.
The average retirement lasts 30 years. 30 years. For some, they will be retired longer than the span of their career, so it's easy to see why the number one fear of people about to retire is running out of money. This is Laurie Heisey from Heisey Advisory Group. We can develop a predictable yet flexible retirement income plan for you, allowing you to spend with confidence while you maintain your lifestyle and follow your dreams during retirement. Let's not forget about the downturn of 2008 and 2009. If you are about to retire or are already retired, it might be a good time to take a second look at your retirement plan and goals. We have the experience in building retirement plans that can help balance your portfolio and give you a steady, predictable, and guaranteed income stream. Call me now and find out if these solutions would be right for you. 314-909-1116. 314-909-1116. Let us take a second look at your retirement plan. 314-909-1116.
Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
Fire your lawn service and do it yourself. Your grass will look better and it will be cheaper thanks to Dynagreen. Dynagreeninfo.com for more information. 5 easy steps. It's better fertilizer, better seed, better hoses, better everything. Dynagreen and all of the accoutrements. You don't mind if I say accoutrements, do you? All of that has the Dynagreen label, which makes your lawn better, and you can do it better than the lawn service. Find it at your local independent lawn and garden dealer, Dynagreen, or dynagreeninfo.com.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. This hour brought to you by Auric. All over the St. Louis area, all locally owned and operated. Stop in and get your next vacuum cleaner from Auric. And ask about the Auric Magnesium RS vacuum cleaner while you're in one of their stores. I'm Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and Colin Jeffrey is as well. We've been talking about movies. He gave a 4.5 to the new Purge Anarchy movie this weekend. I gave a 5 out of 10 to Sex Tape, the Cameron Diaz, Jason Segel movie. And Frank Ladd gave a 6.5 or 7 to the new Planes movie that's out this weekend. Any other showbiz stuff that you want to get to?
I've got a couple other things real fast. Did you like The Shining, the Stanley Kubrick movie?
Yeah, the original, sure.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Well, I don't know if you read Stephen King. There was an original prologue to that book called Overlook that he cut before the book was published in 1977. He's since put it back in. Well, the movie sequel no one has been asking for has a director.
Oh,
the Overlook Hotel prequel to The Shining now has a director. His name is Matt Romanek. He directed something else called Never Let Me Go. There's no way this should be made.
No.
Why make a prequel to, I don't know, one of the greatest horror films of all time?
Red Rum, Red Rum.
So yeah. They're doing it. They're doing that.
This is Torrance.
Then one other piece of news.
By the way, if you can't get the late Scatman Crothers, then don't bother.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably his greatest performance, wouldn't you say, Dan?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Especially when he took the axe in the chest.
Spoiler alert.
Yes.
Come on. The movie's only 37 years old. You still have to say spoiler alert.
Is the torch, you in there?
That was the sound effect of an axe hitting a man's chest.
Yes, yeah.
I bet Ian has something better.
All work and no play. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
He has something better in there.
It's like I'm in a Foley artist's studio. what else?
Then to change gears pretty abruptly, Elaine Stritch died this weekend, 89 years old. She had like 76 acting credits to her.
And you've seen credit. None of them.
I've actually seen a few of them. She was best known 30 Rock, I'd say.
Oh, she played Alec Baldwin's mother.
She played
mother.
Alec Baldwin's mother. Okay. And then I saw the movie Monster-in-Law. She was in that. Little known. She was the monster.
Is that J-Lo and Jay Fonda?
You got it. She's in that one as well. But just in the past year, she actually made news again. She was always known for speaking her mind. She was on with Kathy Lee and Hoda on the Today Show.
Elaine, you are so beloved, but as much for your work, of course, but for your mouth.
Yes.
You know, you say whatever you want to say. When did that
and
all
thank
happen?
God it hasn't been not passed on television.
No.
If you just say things naturally, it's fine.
Yeah. Right?
You know, they just think and
oh, dear.
F-bomb live on TV there. So she added to her... but she made me also think, this is kind of interesting. By the end of her career, she was playing she was a character actress, let's say. It reminded me a lot of Eli Wallach, too, who just passed away.
Mm-hmm.
That was another guy. So I looked him up. 167 acting credits for him. So it's just interesting because he's, I don't know who the next sort of one of those is. Those sort of.
No, they're not around anymore.
No.
You would recognize her, I guess, if you saw her.
Yeah. Well, if you saw 30 Rock, she played Alec Baldwin's mother. That's what most people would know her for. And the rest of the stuff was mostly Broadway stuff, right?
Yeah. And tonight on Broadway, actually, 7:45 in New York, they're dimming the lights for an hour in her honor Broadway. Yeah. Okay. I mean, she's, she won a handful of Emmys, won Tony, and nominated 4 other times. I mean, really sort of a big name.
Speaking of Broadway, you may remember a few months ago, I took a trip to New York, and while I was there, I went to see Bryan Cranston from TV's Breaking Bad, starring as President Lyndon Baines Johnson in a movie called All the Way. And I loved it. I mean, it was fantastic. It's the play takes place from the day after JFK is assassinated and LBJ becomes president to a year later when he passes the Civil Rights Act. And it was a really historical year in American history and really set the groundwork for what was going to happen. The Vietnam War was beginning to escalate. 1964 was the year of the Gulf of Tonkin, and that's included a little bit in the play. It's phenomenal, but I wondered how long are they going to keep doing this with, how long is Bryan Cranston going to keep doing it? Because his performance, it's not a one-man show. There are about 20 people in the show. In fact, when I saw it, Michael McKean was one of the people in there playing J. Edgar Hoover. But I wondered how long they could keep doing the show if he leaves it. Well, somebody at HBO said, you know what, let's get that thing on tape before he leaves it. And they just announced today that they're going to do, I don't know if it's going to be just a filmed stage version or if they're going to open it up and turn it into an HBO movie or something, but with Bryan Cranston as LBJ.
Oh, wow.
And he's terrific in the role and has won a Tony Award for it and everything.
And it's not a musical, right?
No, it is not a musical. It is not. It's absolutely not a musical. And you do not hear the word Heisenberg a single time
there you go.
In the entire show. Two other, a couple of other showbiz things, a couple as opposed to two. Why would I correct myself like that? Because I'm an idiot.
You're talking to yourself, too.
Who said that? I did. You did? Yes, I did. Weird Al Yankovic is back on the scene, and it's very weird to see Weird Al still making parody videos after all these years, because I think it may have been 35 years ago was the first time I ever heard of this guy when he came out with My Bologna, a parody of My Sharona by The Knack, which he recorded with his accordion in the bathroom of a radio station where Dr. Demento did his radio show. He recorded it and then put it on cassette tape. Yes, cassette tape, and gave it to him that way. And that was the beginning of his career. And then he went on to do Ricky to the tune of Tony Basil's Mickey, making it about Ricky Ricardo from I Love Lucy. And then he really got hugely popular in the 80s when he started doing Michael Jackson parodies. He took Beat It and made it into Eat It. He took Bad and made it into Fat. Michael Jackson even let him use the sets and some of the costumes from the original videos for that, which was pretty good. And he's done dozens, if not hundreds, of these things through the years. But you haven't heard much about Weird Al in the last few years. Well, now he's got a new album out, and it's got a bunch of tracks on it, and he has released the videos from some of those tracks, like one a day all week long, right?
Right.
I saw one earlier on the Funny or Die site today that is called Sports Song. It's his parody of a marching band sports song, rooting on your own team. He does another one taking Robin Thicke's Blurred Lines and turning it into Word Crimes. He takes that Izzy Azalea song Fancy and turns it into Handy, where he's dressed up as Schneider from Three's Company.
One day at a time.
Yeah. And it's pretty clever. The one that I like the most, though, is probably the one that's gotten the most publicity. Not only has the video kind of gone viral, but he was on Conan last night performing this song in an amazingly long tracking shot where they start in the back of the backstage area in the green room, and he walks through the whole backstage of the theater and emerges at the back of the crowd in the TV studio and works his way then up onto the stage where his band is playing the song, and you see him on stage for like 5 seconds, and that's the end of the song. I was not only impressed with what he did, but how about the cameraman or camerawoman who had to do the whole thing backwards? Mm-hmm. You know, it's like they used to say about Ginger Rogers. She does everything that Fred Astaire does, but backwards and in high heels. You know, that's what I kept thinking about this Weird Al clip. The camera person did everything he did that whole trip, but backwards with a camera, a Steadicam the whole way. So the video of it is even better than what they did on Conan last night. Got it? Let's roll it.
It might seem crazy wearing stripes of plaid. I Instagram every meal I've had. All my used liquor bottles are on display. We can go to see a show, but I'll make you pay.
So then in the video, he disappears from the video at that point, and other celebrities come in, and they're lip-syncing it the whole way.
Aisha Tyler.
Tyler's in there. Eric Stone Street from Modern Family. Kristen Schaal from the Daily Show. Margaret Cho from Has Been Land.
Jack Black.
Yeah, really.
Jack Black.
Jack Black comes in at the end, and he's very funny. It's really clever, and the fact that he has multiple videos all going out one day after the other guarantees that they're all going to go viral, and it's very, very clever. And he's a really nice guy. I've had the chance to interview him a couple of times. I know Carney's had him on his show a couple of times as well. Here's a guy who understands the value of radio, understands the value of promotion, understands everything about showbiz, goes out on tour, works his butt off as well, and really is just a terrific entertainer.
Yeah, did you? He did an interview on Fox Business Channel. I don't know if you got to see that.
No,
at all.
I did not.
And this, I guess the interviewer was...
Oh, they must not get him at all.
No. Well, yeah, and he looks like he's maybe in his 60s, and so he's talking about, I remember seeing you back in the day, MTV, and things like that. And Al's trying to explain to him that there's no MTV anymore. Yeah. So the internet is music. This is how you get stuff out.
Yeah.
And so he's trying to explain how he gives one different source a video, you know, Yahoo, it was one day, Funny or Die one day, and the guy was trying to figure out, well, how do you get money for that? And he goes, well, no, I give them content, and then there really is no money going on.
Just like
just a way of promotion.
Just like when MTV used to play his videos. MTV didn't pay him for the videos.
Exactly.
He said in interviews, one of the reasons that MTV loved his videos so much, particularly the Michael Jackson ones, was that MTV didn't have a lot of videos to play. That's why Flock of Seagulls became popular, because MTV said, what are we going to put on? It's either Duran Duran or that Flock of Seagulls thing over and over and over again. Exactly. And so when Weird Al would come along and he'd have a new video, they'd be like, great! Put it right in the machine! Let's play it now and let's play it 100 times! Because they had to fill the time. And he didn't get paid for that at all. He got free promotion.
This guy just couldn't figure out, well, how are you going to get money from...
Well, what do you expect on the Fox Business Channel? That's all they're thinking about. Well, I'll tell you how he makes money from that. He then goes and does a tour. And by the way, he's got an album that people can then download, and they can also buy the videos, etc. That's how he makes money.
I bought the album on Tuesday.
Did you?
I bought it, yeah, because I love his stuff. And
it's so clever.
It's so good, and I remember, you know, I mean... I remember being 13 and like buying the CDs, his CDs, and oh, it was the coolest thing. You know all the words. And by and large, they were also songs my parents wouldn't let me listen to because he was parroting songs that had bad words in them often. And then like, Coolio's Gangster Paradise, and he did it as Amish Paradise.
Right. Sure.
Yes, and so it's like, my parents wouldn't let me listen to Gangster's Paradise, but Amish Paradise.
But you knew it, so you got the Amish Paradise joke.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. Oh, yeah, and the new one's really good, by and large. He does a few originals, one in the vein of, like, Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, I enjoy it quite a bit.
Guy's very, very talented, so I'm glad to see him back. What was the other one that you said the video's out this week? The Lord song?
Oh, yeah.
Foil. Foil instead of Royals?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, it's about sandwich wrap. It's wrapping a sandwich in foil. Yeah.
See that? I can picture him in his car, thinking, you know, hearing a song on the radio and saying, oh, I got to do that. Okay, Royal. What rhymes with Royal? Foil. Then he calls his assistant and says, write down foil. I'll be in the office in 10 minutes. And by the time he gets there, he's got the thing written out in his head. And uh-huh. Then they have to produce the video. I think producing the video is probably harder than coming up with the ideas for the songs.
Oh, yeah.
The last showbiz thing I'm going to mention here today is I'm continuing to show my daughter what I consider to be classic movies while she's home this summer before she goes back to college in August. And so yesterday I showed her the 1989 Spike Lee movie, Do the Right Thing.
Oh, that's so good.
It is a very intense movie about racial prejudice in the Bedford-Stuyvesant section of New York. I think that's in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the hottest day of the year. And there's a pizza place run by a character played by Danny Aiello, a character named Sal. Sal's Famous Pizzeria. And he has two sons, one of whom is played by John Turturro. It's amazing watching this movie from 1989. Mm-hmm. Who's in this movie? Spike Lee plays a character named Mookie, who works for the pizza place as a delivery guy in the neighborhood. Rosie Perez plays Spike Lee's girlfriend and mother of his child. Ossie Davis plays the mayor, who's kind of just a drunk who lives on the block, but everybody refers to him as the mayor. Ruby Dee, who's Ossie Davis's real life wife, she's in the movie as well. Giancarlo Esposito, who people might know from Breaking Bad, he's in there. Bill Nunn, who's been in 100 movies. Martin Lawrence, before he started his comedy career. I guess maybe he has started doing stand-up at the time, but he's in there. He's got a minor role. And Samuel L. Jackson plays a disc jockey.
Mm-hmm.
The radio station may only broadcast on that block. I don't know. We Love 108 is the name of the radio station. And he's a real jive kind of DJ. But with all of those people in there and Spike Lee's direction and the way the tensions keep rising as the temperature keeps rising in this movie, it is an intense movie. But really great. And I remember I saw Spike Lee's first movie a few years before that called She's Gotta Have It, which is a black and white movie about a sexually liberated young woman who has three boyfriends. And one of them is played by Spike Lee himself in his Mars Blackman character, who later became famous in the Michael Jordan commercials.
Mm-hmm.
It's Gotta Be the Shoes. That was the Mars Blackman character, which started with She's Gotta Have It. His second movie was called School Days. Not that good. And then he came out with Do the Right Thing, and his career just exploded from then. So if you're in the movie for a wacky comedy, don't get this one. But if you want to see a really intense and really intensely made movie, Do the Right Thing is pretty darn good.
It reminds me a lot of 12 Angry Men, sort of this, but on the feeling of it, the tense sort of like.
Yeah, but with the racial tension ramped up
way.
1,000 times. Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right. That's Colin Jeffrey. That's Ian. That's Dan. I'm Paul. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
And here comes Frank Ladd Airborne to give you traffic. Frank?
Thanks, Dan. You're on the break, 64 westbound from the Science Center out to about McCaws, and then again 270 to Mason. Long road out to the Boone Bridge, eastbound 64, some volume as well. 141 through Mason, southbound on 270. Starting to thin out a little bit. It's a little better now between Page and Ladue, but still heavy between Clayton and Manchester, Doherty Ferry, that normal stretch there. Southbound 170, heavy between Delmar and 64. Eastbound on 64, you're heavy between Jefferson and the Poplar, northbound 55 between Park Avenue and the Poplar, and westbound 55-64 between Tudor and the Poplar, headed into downtown St. Louis. This update brought to you by United Healthcare. With United Healthcare, you get more than a Medicare Advantage plan. You get a relationship focused on your care. Explore United Healthcare's local provider network at UHCMedicareSolutions.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic Center, I'm Frank Ladd. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Kelly Jackson, and ready for the weekend. Monday morning on McGraw Live, Senator Roy Blunt stops by the KTRS studio. St. Louis Post-Dispatch TV critic Gail Pennington live from the critics' meetings in Los Angeles. And David Stokes talks local politics. Plus, McGraw finds out all you've ever wanted to know about seafood. It's McGraw Live. Watch us starting at 6 a.m. on KTRS.com and listen to the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, St. Louis, it's Denise Bradley from Appliance Discounters. Did your refrigerator just go out? Well, not only will you get the lowest price on your next Frigidaire refrigerator, we can deliver it to you within 24 hours. How do we do this? We have a 36,000 square foot warehouse in good old St. Louis City where we stock truckloads of Frigidaire appliances. Lowest price, immediate delivery, period. Appliance Discounters is a place to purchase your next Frigidaire appliance. Shop at Appliance Discounters and find out why we have the happiest customers and the unhappiest competition.
Kubota presents their Gear Up and Go sales event going on now with special promotion pricing on tractors and Commander Zero Turn mowers. Click on StLouisKubotaDealers.com.
One simple strategy could have the biggest impact on your income in retirement, the lifestyle you enjoy, and ultimately how much you pass on to your kids. Learn what it is on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1 right here on 550 KTRS.
Live from downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limpurst and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456, or download their STL Taxi.
Thanks.
STL Taxi app. Sorry there. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
At least he got your name right. It's not like the sponsor's information is important at all.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
The STL Taxi app. Go ahead, Bill.
Good Lord. Well, the White House is hosting a kids' state dinner today. And I guess they were able to actually use the old booster chair set aside for him when George Stephanopoulos visits. Really get some use out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Short guy. Not like me, actually.
Yeah,
in the nation
I was
of
gonna
Jordan,
say.
Two guests got into a fist fight on live television. Or as we call that in this country, a healthy debate.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. Two people brawling on live television, and neither one of them was Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah.
Coming soon, I guess. And finally, this afternoon. Now, it's like the controversy over Adam Wainwright at the All-Star Game has finally blown over. People, of course, accused him of throwing an easy pitch or two to Derek Jeter. I think really the biggest issue people seem to have was that he was pitching underhand.
You know, you'd think after Richard Sherman and Adam Wainwright, people would know if Aaron Andrews asked you a question, just give her a straight answer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company at downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Have a good weekend, Bill. Don't forget Bill's Trivia Night is on Saturday nights, 9 to midnight here on the Big 550. And speaking of trivia, I've got the Harris Challenge coming up with a whole bunch of topical categories right after the 5 o'clock news. And then Mike Evans will be along. And I've got a great batch of knuckleheads in the news stories, one of which will make you facepalm, I promise. All that ahead. Here as the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon continues on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. It is 5 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Just announced this past half hour, the Supreme Court has granted Utah a delay, stopping same-sex weddings. ABC's Alex Stone with the latest.
Justice Sonia Sotomayor.